Do you ever feel alone in a crowded place? If so, you may be one of the many people who suffer from the human condition of loneliness. But what if I was to tell you that this perception of loneliness was in fact due to structural abnormalities in your brain? I'm Max Sanderson and welcome to another iScience podcast. Today I find myself at UCL's Institute of Cognitive Neuroscience to ask Dr. Bahadur Bahrami some questions about his recently published paper, in which he claims that brain structure links loneliness to social perception. So I suppose to start with, if you could briefly explain this study and also the main results you got from the study.
We were interested in whether there is this relationship between people's state degree of loneliness and the structure of their brain. And in order to do that, we conducted what is called a voxel-based morphometry study, which is basically a very large correlational study looking at people's stated level of loneliness and correlating that with the density of the gray matter of their brain structure, which was obtained from MRI images. The results showed that indeed a very specific part of the brain, what we call the posterior superior temporal sulcus, which is rather at the back of your ears, over there, the gray matter density is very highly predictive of whether the subject is going to say that they feel lonely or not. And then what we did further on was that by looking at the literature of the similar studies, you can see that this area is also found to be related to other social aspects of our lives, such as, for example, the way we interact with others by making eye contact. So what we had was something like a three-way relationship between the brain structure, loneliness, as stated by the subjects, and their performance or ability to interpret and understand other people's gazes.
Okay, and so talking about these three things, you talked about the sort of gray matter, the eye gaze, and the loneliness, but you made it very clear in your report that you don't know which sort of way causation happens. Is there a way, if one wanted to, that you could predict this?
Yes, it is very correct what you said, that our study is what technically we would call a correlational study. We have taken three different factors, and what we have shown in our study is that they're related to one another. But what one can do in future studies is to try and manipulate one of these, the ones probably that are easier to manipulate, and see if the other ones change.
Okay, and that sort of leads nicely on to my next question. The findings that you have, do you think they could be used in a treatment environment? And if so, do you know any examples of treatments that, you know, improve eye gaze or may lead to sort of, I suppose, a reversal of this perceived loneliness?
Well, that's one of our plans for future studies. We are planning and we will soon be starting our experiments on training people in gaze perception and see if they actually, over training period of, for example, a few months, as they get better and better in gaze perception, does their stated level of loneliness change? Do they report any change in how lonely they feel in normal everyday life? Obviously, this hypothesis is very exciting for us because if it works, then it actually provides a very simple and yet probably effective way of enhancing quality of life if people don't like to be lonely, of course. But for now, what the best we can say is this is a hypothesis that we are very excited about testing. Whether it actually holds true or not, we do not know.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, and I wish you all the very best of luck in the future.
Thank you. Same for you.